听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time to join us today for our third day. We are traveling to Shanghai. In this month's travel article, we're looking at the many different sides of Shanghai. We visited the dazzling district of Pudong, the historic Bund, and the really old Yuyuan Gardens. Today we'll visit one of the busiest shopping districts in the world. Indeed, it attracts about 1 million people every day. Of course, I'm describing Shanghai's Nanjing Road, and it has plenty of things of which to boast. Let's look at this key word, boast. This restaurant boasts the best beef noodles in town. Another key word is the noun bronze. At the museum, I learned how people used bronzes thousands of years ago. Okay, if you please, open your magazines to page 36 and follow along as we read about exciting Nanjing Road.
Sides of Shanghai. Exciting Nanjing Road. While the Bund and Old Chinese City interest history buffs, Nanjing Road excites shoppers. Shanghai's premier shopping destination, Nanjing Road boasts 5.5 kilometers of shops, malls, restaurants, and excitement. Colorful neon signs light up the street at night when thousands of people flood the area. The People's Square, which divides Nanjing East and West Roads, offers great cultural experiences, including the Shanghai Museum. The museum displays 120,000 pieces of ancient Chinese art, including impressive collections of bronzes, ceramics, and paintings.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther, and we're continuing our talk on Shanghai. Now, we've talked about the history of Shanghai, we've talked about new Shanghai, Pudong, and today we're talking about shopping, and we'll be talking about the newer areas of Shanghai you might want to visit next time you go.
Exactly. This is probably where I would go first. I think my husband would end up in the historical part, but I would go and do some shopping first along exciting Nanjing Road. So let's get right into our lesson. We see here that while the Bund and Old Chinese City interest history buffs, Nanjing Road excites shoppers. Now, a buff is an ardent fan or a follower or an admirer of something. So I just mentioned my husband likes history, so he is a history buff. How about you, Esther?
Well, Rachel, I'm not really a history buff. I think I'll be like you. I'll probably be down Nanjing Road shopping. And this is Shanghai's premier shopping destination, or we can say the best or foremost shopping place.
Exactly. It's the premier shopping destination. I know a lot of people go to Shanghai just to do some shopping. And so this is the place you want to go. Nanjing Road boasts 5.5 kilometers of shops, malls, restaurants, and excitement. Now, we've used this word boast before. Esther, what does it mean if a place boasts something?
Well, here we're talking about how Nanjing Road is very proud of. It's something that's very special, and they are proud to have 5.5 kilometers of shopping. So unlike many places where there might be only 1 kilometer of shopping, this is very special. So they are very proud of it.
And it's almost like they're showing it off. They're boasting about what they have to offer in this exciting city. So again, 5.5 over 5 kilometers of shops and malls and restaurants and excitement will keep you probably busy for quite a few days. Some things you might see are colorful neon signs lighting up the street at night. Now, neon is just a very, very bright color. Sometimes we use the word fluorescent, which is a very big word in English, but basically if you see very bright yellows or greens or pinks, then you are seeing a lot of neon colors.
So if you're walking down Nanjing Street, Nanjing Road in the evening, and you will see lots of bright neon lights. And it's very exciting because thousands of people will crowd down these streets and you'll see people from around the world because lots of visitors go to Nanjing Street for good shopping.
They sure do. In fact, our author says at night, thousands of people flood the area. Now, this is a great phrase to learn. It's probably like an idiom in English. You might say if you flood an area, it just means that it's almost like a big flood of water. You can just imagine a lot of people coming in at one time, and all of a sudden, it's very, very crowded in the city. Thousands of people have come to do some shopping and to experience the nightlife.
And Nanjing Road is a very, very long road. There's the west side and the east side, and in between the west and east parts of Nanjing Road, there is a square, so a big area of land where there is no big building or structure, and they call it the People Square. So you will find lots of people here in the evening and lots of people here in the morning as well, just sitting there and enjoying their time on the square.
It's always nice to have kind of a square in the middle of a city. Again, sometimes it's a place where there isn't a lot of traffic, where you can kind of relax and you can enjoy company with other people. And again, this square divides Nanjing East and West Road, and it offers great cultural experiences, including what, Esther?
The Shanghai Museum. So you can go to this museum and learn a lot about the history of Shanghai and just spend some time learning about the culture of China as well. And in this museum, there are 120,000 displays, and these pieces of ancient Chinese art are very, very impressive, and they include collections of bronzes. Now, Rachel, can you tell us more about what bronzes are?
Well, bronze is a kind of metal, and usually it's a combination of copper and tin. And often I always think of the Olympic medals, gold, silver, and bronze. It's the third place, and maybe you can picture in your mind what it looks like. So there are a lot of collections of bronzes, ceramics, and paintings in this particular museum. Well, we hope that you are getting excited about this wonderful city. Right now, we need to take a break, but don't go away. We have a little more to talk about when we come back.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's move now from the excitement of Nanjing Road to the trendiness of Xintiandi. Like many of the places we visited in Shanghai so far, Xintiandi is a pleasant mixture of old and new. Two words that will help us understand this section of the lesson include the adjective shabby, as in the house is a little shabby. It's old and some things need to be fixed. Next is the verb restore. The restored castle now has a museum and restaurant inside. Okay, let's learn a little something about this new heaven and new earth. Trendy Xintiandi. We are now at the top of page 37.
Sides of Shanghai. Trendy Xintiandi. Shanghai's past and present meet in Xintiandi, one of Shanghai's hottest nightlife destinations. Just 9 years ago, Xintiandi was a crowded old community of shabby shikumen-style houses. Shikumen means stone gate. Today, restored shikumen exteriors open into restaurants, shops, and art galleries. Photographer Guo Zhongyao comments, "In the 21st century, if you don't go to Xintiandi, then you haven't seen Shanghai." To truly experience Shanghai, one must explore all its sides. The beauty of the city lies in its old and new, west and east.
Now, before the break, we talked about exciting Nanjing Road. Now we're moving to another part. This is also a newer part of Shanghai. And this area is called Xintiandi. So this area is very special because Shanghai's past and present, the old and the new, meet in Xintiandi. And we're going to find out why.
And also, our author refers to this as a trendy city. Now, if something is trendy, then it's fashionable, it's modern, it's up to date. And usually when people visit a city like Shanghai, they want to see the trendy side of it as well as the historic side. So like Esther just said, the past and the present meet in this city, Xintiandi, and it's one of Shanghai's hottest nightlife destinations. Now, what do we mean when we talk about nightlife?
Well, a lot of people, they might go here in the evening. There might be restaurants, places where you can go shopping, and if people like to drink, there might be bars and other places they can visit. But just 9 years ago, Xintiandi was a crowded old community of shabby shikumen style houses. Now, if something is shabby, it means it's very old or run down, broken. Maybe in a shabby house, maybe the door isn't working correctly or the roof is kind of falling apart. So this used to be a very shabby area, but now it's completely different.
It's almost like it's been transformed into this hot, you know, nightlife culture where people like to go. And again, they like to stay out very late and just experience the city. So it really has been transformed. Now, today, restored shikumen exteriors open into restaurants. And we need to stop for a minute on that word restored, because I just used the word transformed. And often when something is transformed, it's because it has been restored.
Right. It has been changed to what it used to be. So if a building has been restored, or in this, here we're talking about these old houses, they have been restored, means that they have been changed back to their original form. So they're not old and shabby and run down anymore. They have been restored. And today, restored shikumen exteriors, or the outside part of these houses, they are open and they are open into restaurants, shops, and art galleries. So instead of going to an old shabby place, you can go here and eat at a nice restaurant.
Okay, and there's a photographer that is mentioned in our lesson. His name is Guo Zhangyao, something like that. I probably didn't pronounce it correctly, but he comments that in the 21st century, if you don't go to Xintiandi, then you haven't seen Shanghai. So we might say this is a must-see in Shanghai. You need to go to this city, or this part of the city, because otherwise you haven't really experienced Shanghai.
That's correct. If you look on page 37, and if you look at the top section, you'll see that we have a few pictures of Xintiandi for you, and you can see kind of like the old style buildings and how the alleys are very narrow. But you need to go to this place to truly experience Shanghai.
Okay, now our author has made the point throughout this whole article that Shanghai is a city with many sides. In other words, there are many different parts of the city, and each part is a little bit different. And if you want to truly experience this huge, amazing city, you need to explore all of its sides. Don't just go shopping. Take some time to go visit the historical side of the city, the older side of the city.
The East and the West, the old and the new. Walk down the Bund, visit some museums, go to the Pearl Tower, go shopping down Nanjing Street, and visit Xintiandi. So the beauty of the city lies in its old and new, West and East. This is why Shanghai is so beautiful and it's so special.
And Esther, I think I'm going to have to go here for a visit now. I've been wanting to go for a long time. I know you've been there, and maybe a lot of you have been there as well. And if you have, you should write to us and tell us about your experience and what you enjoyed and what you appreciated about the city. Esther, what was one of your favorite things about this city?
I remember walking down Nanjing Street and Nanjing Road and just enjoying all the different shops of old and new and just looking at different people from around China and from around the world. So let's enjoy the beautiful scenery in Shanghai now, and then we'll visit the chat room, and maybe one day you can visit Shanghai too.
Walking along Nanjing Road, the so-called first street in China, you will understand what the huge crowd of human beings mean. Nanjing Road, which would start bustling with noise at 9 in the morning, witnesses a daily tourist flow of 500,000, and even of 2 million during festivals. Nevertheless, Nanjing Road is a must for world tourists. To talk about the blending of fashion trend and traditional practice, we would refer to Xintiandi, New World, which stands for a new landmark of Shanghai. Xintiandi is now considered one of the most charming places for leisure and entertainment in Shanghai. Its old stone gate houses, which have been refurbished with their Shanghai flavor totally preserved, are also embellished perfectly with Western features and the blending of fashion and tradition. No wonder Xintiandi becomes so attractive to visitors, as it is where old people can cherish their memory of the past. Young people can find fashion to follow. Foreigners feel very Chinese, and Chinese feel very foreign. In such a high-speed development of Shanghai, this historical feature can be well preserved. This is indeed the true essence of Shanghai culture.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris.
Today we wrap up our lesson on Shanghai. Doris, this really sounds like an interesting city. I'd love to go visit Shanghai someday.
Yes, it is an interesting city, but you should be sure that you don't get shanghaied while you're in Shanghai.
Don't get shanghaied? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, I'm really joking, Ken, but there is a verb to Shanghai, meaning to kidnap, to trick, or to force to do something.
So this is an English word that came from Chinese?
Yes.
Are there any other English words like this?
Mm-hmm. There are some. For example, I know you respect me, Ken, but you don't need to kowtow to me.
Kowtow. Oh, I know that one. It comes from ketou.
Mm-hmm. You've got it. Also, I know you are gung-ho about teaching English, Ken.
Gung-ho. Well, that sounds like Chinese, but I'm not sure which Chinese word this came from.
Well, actually, Gung-ho was the abbreviation for the Chinese Industrial Cooperatives Association during World War II in China. The American soldiers stationed in China saw how hard-working the Chinese were, and so they adopted this Chinese abbreviation to mean dedicated or extremely enthusiastic.
I see. 我们知道Shanghai是上海,但是你知道英文 Shanghai如果用小写的S是个动词,意思是被骗、绑架或是被强迫工作。 其实Shanghai简单的讲就是被伤害。那另外一个源自于中文的英文单字是kowtow,K-O-W。 T-O-W, kowtow 其实就是磕头, 当动词用, to kowtow to someone, 对某人磕头, 意思就是卑躬屈膝, 奉承谄媚。那另外还有gung-ho, 这是在二次世界大战时期有一个中国工业合作社，简称为工合。那它的典故是，当时驻守在中国的美国大兵看到工合那些勤奋上进的中国人，他们就用 gung ho 这个字来形容热心起劲的。
Well, we hope you're all gung-ho about learning English, because here's Michelle to help you with her language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 boast 这个动词。Boast 是指以拥有某个东西而自豪。例如 Rome boasts historic sites and ancient culture. 罗马以历史的遗迹以及古老文化而自居。或者是 Hawaii boasts beautiful beaches, mild weather, and friendly locals. 夏威夷以美丽的海滩、温和的气候以及热情的人民而自豪。Boast 也指自夸或者是炫耀。例如 ，Eve always boasts about her wealth. Eve 总是要炫耀自己的财富。继续我们来看的是 shabby 这个形容词。Shabby 是指破旧的或者是简陋的。例如 ,the family lives in a shabby shed near the dump. 这个家庭住在垃圾场附近的破旧小屋里。或者是 ,the shabby jacket the child wore didn't keep him warm in the winter. 这个小孩所穿的破旧夹克在冬天的时候没办法让他足以保暖。最后我们来看的是 restore 这个动词。RE 这个字首是指再一次，所以 restore 是指重建或者是整修。例如 ,the architect spent a great amount of time trying to restore the ancient palace. 建筑师们花了很多的时间重建这个古老的皇宫。Restore 也指重新恢复。例如 ,after a month of rest, he was fully restored to health. 经过一整个月的休养，他现在已经完全恢复健康了。And that's all for today. Don't forget to come back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Sides of Shanghai. Exciting Nanjing Road. While the Bund and Old Chinese City interest history buffs, Nanjing Road excites shoppers. Shanghai's premier shopping destination,Nanjing Road boasts 5.5 kilometers of shops, malls, restaurants, and excitement. Colorful neon signs light up the street at night when thousands of people flood the area. The People's Square, which divides Nanjing East and West Roads, offers great cultural experiences, including the Shanghai Museum.The museum displays 120,000 pieces of ancient Chinese art, including impressive collections of bronzes, ceramics, and paintings. Trendy Xintiandi. Shanghai's past and present meet in Xintiandi, one of Shanghai's hottest nightlife destinations. Just 9 years ago, Xintiandi,was a crowded old community of shabby shikumen-style houses. Shikumen means stone gate. Today, restored shikumen exteriors open into restaurants, shops, and art galleries. Photographer Guo Zhongyao comments, "In the 21st century, if you don't go to Xintiandi, then you haven't seen Shanghai." To truly experience Shanghai,One must explore all its sides. The beauty of the city lies in its old and new, west and east.
These past 3 days, our author highlighted many places she feels you need to visit when you go to Shanghai. But if you only have time to visit one place, then according to a certain Mr. Guo,make sure it's Xintiandi. But hopefully when you go to Shanghai, you won't be forced to choose just one destination. If and when you go to Shanghai, be sure to give yourself plenty of time to see some of the old and some of the new. Something with Chinese flavor and something with Western flavor. Next month's travel feature carries us back to Northern Africa, which surely means another exotic adventure. We'll start next week with a fun health article about round, bouncy chairs. Friends, I hope you have a refreshing weekend. See you next time here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Bye-bye, friends.